Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. That's Van Haven bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, nfib.com. Bill's website is smallbiz.org, and that's small B-U-S, smallbus.org. You can find the survey there, the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. You can find it at nfib.com or smallbiz.org, and he has given us permission over the years to post it on our website, so it's there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill, one of the main components and one of the biggest issues, one of the biggest challenges we have in America today, and it's as romping, stomping, a confounding, perplexing, flummoxing problem as I've ever seen in my life, my career, and that's this unemployment situation in America. It's multifaceted bad, and I mean, we got so many different bad elements of unemployment that's now combined with a new level of entitlements, and it's just about as ugly as it can be, in my opinion. What do you think? I'm not going to say it's as ugly as the Depression, but at least the Depression, there was a way out of that. I'm not sure what the way out of this is. What do you think?
Yeah, that's it is a kind of a confusing situation. I mean, just from a factual point of view, we have total employment that is still 2 million below where it was in 07, so we employment hasn't recovered to its previous peak. The main reason that, to me, it looks like is that housing starts are still about 700,000 or 800,000 units below where we would normally expect it to be, and we know it'll go back there. So that's going to get back there, one of these days. So that's one of the difficulties that we have. The unemployment rate's at 7.3% now. That's the kind of most frequently used measure. And it's down from around 10 a couple
years.
But
that's a bogus. Like,
that's progress.
Bill, that's a bogus number. You know that's.
Well, it is a bogus number. I mean, it's a real number. The way we measure unemployment. The problem is that unemployment is you're not unemployed if you're not looking for a job. And so,
according to that measurement,
right, the U3 measure. So, so the problem we have is that most of the decline in the unemployment rate, which is simply the ratio of the number of people who want a job and are searching divided by the labor force, which is the sum of those who want a job and those who have a job. That is, they're either working or want to work.
Mm-hmm.
When you're using that measure, when people stop looking for work, they also disappear from the unemployment roll.
Right.
So,
but they're still out there. But what they're doing now, to the greatest degree that I've ever seen, and I think maybe it ever has happened in history, is they're now not just sitting there unemployed, they're becoming a ward of the state.
Well, that's that's kind of the next stage. So we've got labor force participation rate has declined dramatically. That is the percent of adults who are actually either working or looking for work. That's been plunging, and that's the main source of the decline in the unemployment rate, people leaving the workforce, not finding a job, which is what we were hoping they would be doing. Now, you flip over to the benefit side, and a recent study suggested that in 35 states, you get paid more by being on welfare than it gets a job at the minimum wage.
Right.
So,
exactly right.
And so you've got the number of people on disability support at a record high level.
Mm-hmm.
You got the number of people on food stamps at a record high level, et cetera, et cetera. So,
well, and plus you've got somebody, was it you or somebody told me that we have 4 million jobs in America that are going unfilled because they can't find a skilled worker. I talked to lots of, your own survey reported a high number of people who couldn't find qualified people.
Exactly.
And so,
that's,
I mean, this is another one of those weird situations. Bill, what are we going to do about this? I mean, is this something, is it going to take a generation to solve this?
Well, it could take a generation.
It could.
I mean,
it?
part of the decline in the, of course, the participation rate is just the baby boomers retiring. As we knew this was coming, you know, a relatively higher percentage of people would be dropping out and taking their retirement benefits.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But it'll take a while to work through it, and we have to provide opportunities for people to work.
That's another thing. That's another thing, and I'll tell you what, folks, we've never needed Washington to get out of the way as much as we need it right now, Bill. What do you think?
Exactly. That's precisely right. Get out of the way, and we'll create the job.
Leave us alone. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. And we'll see you next month at the 40th anniversary show.
All right.
Dr. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a great American, and we're proud to have him as our friend. And he's your friend, too, whether you know it or not. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.